Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. It is Friday, so we are back with a For You Friday episode. And in today's episode, I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing a self-care weekend episode where I know that now that school has kind of started and a lot of people have been really busy with just school and work in general, I've been getting a lot of direct messages recently where a lot of you have just felt super overwhelmed. You're kind of like getting a lot of assignments, having a lot of deadlines for work, just working a lot of crazy hours. And I feel like for me personally, because this is my first semester where I'm fully back in campus, back in all in-person classes, I feel like I've also been a little bit overwhelmed where I've kind of been like, wow, I can't believe how much time I actually spend on campus and commuting and doing all this homework. And then on top of my homework, I have my podcast and I'm, you know, also looking for maybe like a possible part-time job. And I just feel like I've been super overwhelmed and super busy. And even though I am making time for things I want to make time for, like I'm still prioritizing the gym, I'm still making time for my podcast. I spent my Wednesday episode that went up with Ella, I spent 27 hours in total editing between the video and attaching the audio. There were so many different things to edit for that video, and it took me so long to do it. So I'm really, really happy that I got it done and that it worked. But at the same time, it was really difficult because it was my first time using the video Spotify feature, and it was taking me a while to see if I even did it. Like, I didn't even know if it worked or whatever. So it took me a while, but I'm back. I'm here. That video went up. I'm super happy. And now we are back with a Friday episode. And yeah, I wanted to make this episode a little self-care weekend episode because I feel like when we are super overwhelmed during the week, we kind of forget that our weekends don't have to just mean let's go out and celebrate. Because yes, I think it's amazing to go out and let loose and not really think about things. But I also think having a self-care weekend is really, really important too, to kind of just incorporate that here and there. For this weekend, So Friday night, I don't have anything planned, but Saturday will be the night that I'm celebrating Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is on a Monday, which just sucks because Mondays I'm in classes all day. My boyfriend's working all day. So we decided we're going to celebrate on Saturday night. And then Sunday is actually Super Bowl Sunday. So if you live in the US, I'm sure you are watching and celebrating Super Bowl Sunday as well. So even though I have a few things like that going on, I know that I want to make Friday and Friday night and Saturday morning a self-care weekend type of thing. Obviously, this doesn't have to be a one-day thing, doesn't have to be a three-day thing. You can make it how long as you want, but I wrote down some of my favorite things to do for a self-care weekend and just to kind of reset, get back on track, and get it together because I feel like when we are super overwhelmed with school and with work, when we're super, super busy, we kind of just fall in this routine and these habit of things where we just wake up and then we get ready and we go to work and we come back and we do our work and we go to the gym, we eat dinner and we get into bed and shower, but we're not taking really good care of ourselves. We're not spending time doing self-care or skincare or anything like that. So I really just wanted to create this episode for you guys to find new things to incorporate into your self-care routine. And I honestly just think playing this podcast in the background of doing these things will make you feel so, so, so much better. So I'm excited to kind of share my favorite things and how I would love to start off a self-care weekend. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so the number one thing is I like running my errands first thing in the morning or whenever you're kind of starting this. I like to run my errands during the day. So for example, this morning I woke up and I went to the mall because I had to pick up a few things from Sephora. My makeup that I own is just lacking. Like I don't have like any normal makeup eyeshadow brushes. I don't have any normal like eyeshadow palettes. And I was just like, you know what? I have all this makeup in these like containers in my office and in my makeup bag. And I'm like, I don't even use some of this makeup. This makeup is probably expired and old. So I was like, I have to go through this makeup and get rid of stuff. So my tip later on, we'll be talking about that. But I was like, I have to buy some new things because I needed to pick up new eyeshadow, new eyebrow brushes. I needed to pick up a perfume. So I got a few things and that was kind of like an errand that I had to run. It was treating myself, but also it was an errand I had to run. So that was errand number one that I ran. And then I went to Starbucks, got a coffee, and then I went to the grocery store to pick up a few things. So I like to kind of get my errands done in the morning. Sometimes, like the other day, I picked up hangers. So if you need to go to Target and pick up hangers for your closet because you're going to be cleaning your closet this weekend, just go kind of get your errands out of the way, pick up some things that you're going to need and things that are going to make you feel good. Maybe you could pick up a meal that you're going to cook for your weekend, whatever it is. You could obviously do this weekend by yourself with a friend. I love doing these things by myself, honestly. So today I woke up and I got all those kind of errands that I had to get done. And I just think that's a really, it kind of motivates you to clean your room too. If you have new hangers or, you know, something new to put in your bathroom to organize it, it does motivate you to kind of want to keep it clean and make it keep looking good. So I definitely recommend making that kind of trip to just get a few things that you're going to need to start your self-care weekend. The number one two thing that I will do is put on a hair mask. I like to put on a hair mask while I do the rest of the steps. I feel like hair masks get overlooked so much and people don't put them in their hair as much as they should, but hair masks have really, really saved my hair. It's a great form of self-care. And I personally just like using a coconut, Moroccan, argan oil type of thing. You could get it at Harmon's. You can get some on Amazon. I have a hair section in my Amazon storefront where I think I'm going to make a self-care weekend Amazon storefront thing where you guys could just order a bunch of stuff for self-care. So definitely check that out. The link in the description, I always put it. It's also on my Instagram. But putting in a hair mask while you do the rest of these steps, I put in my hair masks for hours. I feel like it depends on what hair mask you're using. But for me, I will take a Moroccan or argan or coconut oil and I'll put it in my hair, put my hair in a bun, and then just let it sit for hours because I like the moisture to like really, really lock in. So I'll put in a hair mask once I get back home from getting all the things I needed to get. And then number three is clean your space. This is what I'm most excited to do today because I was really in the mood to do it the other day, but I had so much homework and so much editing to do that I was like, I cannot clean out my closet today. I have so much editing to do, so much schoolwork to do. I don't have the time to clean it out as much as I wanted to just sit there and clean out my whole room. No matter how many times I clean my drawers and I clean my closet, there's somehow always something that I'm not tackling and that I'm kind of avoiding. For example, in my office, like in my little mini podcast studio that I have in my house, I have these containers filled with makeup, hair stuff, all these random things that I've just never gotten rid of because it's just like I just never gotten rid of it. I don't feel like going through it. I don't feel like looking at what makeup is expired and what products I don't use. And today I'm tackling it. Like today I'm taking charge and I'm saying, Liv, like you're going through this and you're looking through it and you're organizing all of it. So definitely clean your space. It's honestly one of the best forms of self-care, and it's something that's just going to benefit you no matter what in the short run, in the long run. It's something that I do very, very often is clean my closet and clean up my room. But at the same time, I feel like it does help so much. And I preach about how a clean space is a clean mind all the time. You're just going to be more productive in a clean room. You're going to want to get more things done. You're going to wake up in a better mood. I'm not even kidding. I go to sleep happier when my room is clean. Like I'm not even like being funny. I go to sleep feeling happier when my room is clean. So I just love when I can get home from the gym. If I get home, like yesterday I got home from the gym because I was editing. I got home yesterday, I think at like 1 o'clock, and I was editing. All, no, not one, like 11 o'clock I got home and I was editing from like 11 till like 4:30 and I was like, oh my God, I have to get ready for the gym soon. And my video was still exporting and my room was a mess. I still had my backpack on the floor. I had my school clothes. I had like a few snacks. My room was an absolute mess. And I just felt like so horrible leaving my like room like that when I was going to the gym, but I was rushing so badly to go to the gym and waiting for my video to export and all these things that I was just like, I have to, like, I have to leave my room like this. Coming home from the gym, coming home in general to a messy room is one of the worst feelings, especially when your body and your mind is just super exhausted and you're so tired from working out, you're tired from school, you're tired from work, and then you come home and your room is messy. It's like, come on, like, that's the last thing that you want. You want to come home to a clean room. It's going to make you happy. It's going to make you feel better. So I highly, highly, highly recommend clean out every single space in your room. This is going to take more than one day. You know, do your drawers, do your closet, do that one drawer that you always avoid, do your bathroom, just clean out all your space. You might find things that you forgot you had. You'll be able to get a better idea of things that you might need to purchase, things that you might need to incorporate. And it's just a really good feeling to always have a clean room. When people come over, you want them to kind of, you know, your room is kind of your personality. A lot of it's like your personality. You want people to come over and feel clean and feel welcomed inside of your bedroom. Next thing is to wash your sheets, which is also part of cleaning your room. So what I will do and basically what I'm doing today is, like I said, I ran my errands. I came back. I have a hair mask in right now. And now I'm going to clean my space. So I'm going to take my sheets. I'm going to put them in the washer. While they're in the washer, I'm going to start cleaning my closet, start cleaning out my drawers. Once I'm done with that, they'll probably be done in the washer. I'll put them in the dryer. And now I'm going to clean my bathroom and clean out a few things in my office. Now they're out of the dryer. Now I can put fresh sheets on my bed. So now it's going into the weekend and the week with fresh, clean sheets, which is the best feeling ever. I know a lot of people do their clean sheets on Sunday as well. So that way you start Monday, you start your week off with super clean sheets. It's such an underrated feeling to just have clean sheets when you get into bed, especially after a shower. Getting into a bed of fresh, clean sheets is the best. The next tip that I have is to take your shower, but don't just take a shower. Take like one of those showers where you shave everything, you exfoliate, you double shampoo, you keep your conditioner in for a little bit longer, you know, rinse out that hair mask and take a really, really, really long shower. Just enjoy yourself. Make yourself feel good. A lot of people I know are like, oh, I'm not going to shave. I have nothing to shave for. But it's just to shave for yourself, like to feel good with yourself. Like that for me makes me feel more clean. It makes me feel more put together. So shave your body and then get out, exfoliate it, put a body oil on. You know, you want to feel good for yourself. You want to look good for yourself. So I think having one of those showers for a girl, at least, I know that we like love exfoliating our bodies and using these body oils. So definitely take advantage of that and take a long shower like that. Something else that I love doing that is my next little tip for your self-care weekend is grooming yourself. So I have like this little facial razor that I like to get rid of peach fuzz on my face. They're just little forms of self-care, but they do make a difference. Ice roll your face in the morning, gua sha your face with an oil. You know, once you get out of the shower, do your skincare, do your eyebrows, put that time to groom yourself. You're going to wake up feeling just so bright and full of life. Like when I do my long shower routine and then I get out and I do a face mask, a face scrub, I do an in-detailed skincare routine, and then I do my eyebrows and shave my face a little bit, whiten my teeth. I go to sleep with like the most red face because it's so like irritated from all like the products I use. But then I wake up and my skin is glowing because of all the products I use and how I kind of took care of it and groomed it. And it's the best feeling to wake up with your skin like that. So take the time the day before, Friday night, Saturday, whenever you're doing this, and just take that long shower, do your skincare steps. Really just focus on what's going to make you feel good. Like I feel good when I wake up and I feel confident in how I look. Like I will feel good if I wake up and my skin looks brighter than normal. So really just take the time to do that. The next tip I have is to redecorate your room or to add something to your room. So for me, if I fill up the picture frame above my bed with different pictures or something, that's something that definitely makes me feel good. It kind of just adds a little bit of excitement into your room. You could buy a new candle, a new throw pillow, a new throw blanket, new bedding. You could get a few new books to put on your bookshelf, little things for your dresser like a jewelry tray or a coffee table book. There's little things that you can incorporate into your room that will just make your room feel a little bit more bright and alive, I guess you could say. Alive maybe isn't the best word, but it'll just make your room feel a lot better if you take the extra time and you can add something cute to kind of treat yourself. Because I know for me, when I have a new candle in my room, I'm really excited to clean up my room and then light that new candle. So add something new to your room. I know today I'm definitely going to focus on putting that picture back up on above my bed because I haven't done that yet. I haven't really put new pictures in and hung it up because I've been so lazy to like put the nails into the wall and hang it up again, but it's definitely something that I have to do. So that makes me excited. It's like my room's going to look a little bit different. It's a small change. It's not costing me too much money and it's the best. You can get a picture frame from the dollar store and then you could print out a bunch of pictures. What I like to do is I like to make a vision board and go on Pinterest, find a bunch of pictures that kind of just inspire me and motivate me. And I'll save them to my phone and then I'll go to CVS and I'll print out the pictures. And it's literally like 11 cents a picture maybe even cheaper than that if you buy a lot. And I'll print out all those pictures and I'll put them inside of the frame, tape them on, and then hang them above my bed. And now I have a vision board to look at every single day. So adding something to your room definitely will make everything a little bit more exciting. The next thing that I would say is to cook a meal and to eat it and like fuel yourself. I think if you went grocery shopping in the morning, now that your room is clean and you're showered, sitting down and cooking a meal is such a therapeutic thing. Cooking and baking is such a form of self-care. And I know that it could take a little bit more effort than other things take, but at the same time, it's so rewarding. And I really do love cooking. I love when I have like an empty kitchen to just cook for myself. So I highly, highly recommend cooking a meal, a very nutritious and filling and just healthy meal that's going to fuel your body, and then taking the time to eat it. The next tip is to sit in your desk area or go to a cafe, open up your laptop, go through all those emails that you didn't go through this week, catch up on any work that you have to do. Obviously, if it's a self-care weekend, you don't have to do your homework or any work right now. But if you're kind of on a get back on track weekend and you want to get work done, this is your time to do it. So open up your laptop, grab your planner, start writing in days that you have exams, assignments that you have to get done, deadlines you have to meet, maybe tasks that you have to do for your side hustle, errands you have to do during the week, whatever it is that you have to do, make a list of it, sit on your desk, open up your laptop, open up your Google Calendar, and start planning things out. This is one of my favorite things to do. I do this every single weekend leading up to the week. I normally do this on Sunday night or on Monday morning. And I just write down everything I have to do for the week, all the assignments I have to get done, any important days, like any, do I have an exam on this day or a test on this day, whatever it might be. And just writing down all the important days. And then also just writing down things that I want to get done, things I have to buy, people I have to reach out to, whatever it might be. So start working on that if you're on a get back on track. If you're just in a self-care mood, then just plan it out, but you don't actually have to do it yet. The next thing, I kind of mentioned this before, is a vision board. I feel like I've posted about having a vision board before, but I'm telling you guys, vision boards are so inspiring. Just seeing waking up in the morning and seeing a picture frame filled of things I want for my future is the most inspiring and motivating thing ever. So highly, highly, highly recommend creating a vision board for yourself and putting it somewhere that you're going to see it every single day. The next thing that I have, this might sound like a little bit weird, but it does help you and it does make you feel a little bit better. These are all just little forms of self-care and little forms of getting back on track. So organizing your phone and organizing your laptop, and you're probably like, Liv, what does that mean? I personally love going through my camera roll and just deleting things that I like that look messy, or screenshots I didn't mean to take, or screenshots of messages, and just deleting all that stuff that you just don't need that extra storage for, but you just never want to go through it. Clean out your phone, clean out your apps, clean out messages, maybe create a new wallpaper for yourself. I like to have like a desktop, like an organized desktop screensaver type of thing where I can kind of organize my folders for school, my folders for my podcast, my folders for other things. So I highly recommend having something like that, like an organized laptop screen. I have some. If you go to my Instagram link, I have like desktop savers, or you could like DM me, I'll send you some. So that's something that honestly, it's a small step, but it will make you more organized and it's a long-term effect that will affect you in a positive way. The next tip I have, and this is the last tip, is to treat yourself. So treat yourself, as girls and some guys do this as well, but big forms of self-care is getting your hair done, getting your nails done, getting your eyebrow or eyelashes done. The other day I was like, you know what? I just want to look more put together. Like I want, you know, when like you're on TikTok and you see a girl and you're like, wow, that girl looks so clean. That's kind of what I want to, like, that's what I'm pursuing. I'm like, you know what? I see these girls who have it together, and I feel like a lot of you listening see me like that. A lot of you will message me and be like, you have it together, and I want to be like this. But I'm doing the same thing about other girls, trust me. But also, I just feel like when it comes to quote unquote looking put together, it's just about looking healthy and looking clean and just like looking like you put yourself together. So that's why I got a few things. I bought myself the whitening toothpaste. I bought myself a facial razor, some eyebrow stuff, a few new things for makeup. I bought myself a new perfume. And yes, I did spend a little bit of money, and I'm not in the place to be spending a ton of money on a ton of things. Like I know I have to get my hair done soon. I would love to get my eyelashes lifted and tinted. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that, but there's like this little treatment you can do where you lift and tint your eyebrows, and I've always wanted to do it. And the other day I was looking at prices and places to do my eyebrows, to do my eyelashes, to get my hair done, and yes, and definitely expensive, which is why I said treat yourself. I started getting my hair done. I used to do it twice a year. Now I do it once a year because I just feel like it's healthier for it, and I really only care about looking better in the summer. But I highly, highly, highly recommend treating yourself at the end and during a self-care, whether you put in a little, you know, shopping order at Aritzia or set active, buy yourself some new workout clothes. I think workout clothes are a huge part of me being motivated to work out. I find myself buying workout clothes so much more than I should, just because I love working out so much, and buying workout clothes motivates me to do that. So I love buying workout clothes. It motivates me to work out. You know, whatever gets me to the gym, I'm going to do it. But I just wanted to make this little episode and kind of just talk to you guys because I'm in one of those moods, I guess you can say, where I want to just get back on track and get everything together. I feel like sometimes if I notice that I missed an assignment or that I have so much due the next day, I'm like, oh my God, no. I have to get it together. Like, what am I doing? I have so many things I have to do. I'm so lost. I need to get back on track. And this is a really good way to reset. So I wanted to do this for you guys, and I thought it'd be perfect to make it like a self-care, love yourself, self-love weekend because, you know, it's always just really good to have these little resets. And I know this is weird, but it's like when I get myself together and my room is clean and now I'm leaving the house feeling super clean, I just feel happier because I'm like, I just feel put together. I know my room is clean. I know my assignments are done. I took a shower. I know I'm like super exfoliated and I just feel super healthy. I did my skincare and it's honestly one of the best feelings to feel just nourished and to feel loved by yourself. And I know that a lot of you listening are probably like, yeah, these are things you can do to love yourself, but it doesn't mean I'm going to do them and then love myself at the end of it. But that's not really the point of it, right? It's like self-love journeys don't just start because you cleaned your room and did a face mask. No, they start over time. But doing these little things for yourself, you're going to have fun and you're going to make yourself feel good. And once you realize that you're capable of having fun by yourself and that you're capable of making yourself happy, even if it's through little forms of self-care, that's when over time your self-love journey is going to start to go upwards because you're like, wait, I can control my happiness. I can control how I feel. I'm the one who made myself feel good. Like no one else did that. I did that for me. So this is why this is kind of a self-care weekend that I do love doing on your own, but I think it'd be so fun to text your friend and be like, let's do a self-care weekend together and FaceTime while you clean your rooms and then meet up and have a dinner together, do face mask, all these things. Because it is really fun to have people in your life that motivate you and inspire you. But at the same time, I feel like you just need to kind of understand that a self-love journey isn't always going to be up. Ellen and I talked a little bit about her self-love journey in my last episode, but I highly, highly, highly recommend doing a self-care weekend like this. It doesn't have to be on a weekend. It could be on a Wednesday or a Thursday. But I just love going into the week after all these things are done. I hope this episode helped you and I hope it motivated you. And maybe when you're listening to this, you're in the middle of cleaning your room or on your hot girl walk. So if you are, I'm proud of you for getting out of bed and doing something for yourself today. Thank you guys so much for listening and all your support. I will talk to you in my next episode.